American officials say U.S. citizens should continue to talk about the balance between privacy and security. Intelligence and security officials from the military and federal government joined experts from the computer industry and universities recently at a two-day-long meeting in Washington. They said complete privacy would hurt efforts to fight computer crime and terrorism. James Comey, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, was among those attending the Intelligence and National Security Summit. He said he understands that people do not want to have all of their personal information made public.
I don't want anybody looking at my stuff. I don't want anybody looking at my banking information, my healthcare information.
But Comey said he must be concerned for the country's safety. He said the need for safety and the desire for privacy are sometimes in conflict. He said government officials and civil rights activists must work together to find a solution.
We need to stop demonizing each other, stop saying it's impossible, stop saying, oh, you want to destroy this or destroy that, and sit down and say our values are in conflict that we all share. What could we do?
Comey noted that Americans have never had the guarantee of complete privacy.
The bargain our founders struck was, your stuff is private unless the people of the United States need to see it.
The U.S. Constitution does not state clearly that citizens have a right to privacy. However, the Fourth Amendment says people have a right to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. The amendment guards against unreasonable searches and seizures and says government officials must have probable cause before a warrant can be approved. It also says the warrant must describe the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Cornell University Law School says the goal of this part of the amendment is to protect people's right to privacy and freedom from arbitrary governmental intrusions. In order to be protected by the amendment, a citizen must demonstrate an expectation of privacy, one that society is prepared to recognize as reasonable under the circumstances. In other words, expectations of privacy can change if society changes. Michael Rogers is the director of the National Security Agency.
This has become such a charged emotional issue that we're not really having that dialogue, and we're not getting into what's in the realm of the possible.
Rogers said there should be a discussion about what law enforcement officials can do and another about what they should do. He said that is a political discussion. John Brennan is the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. He urged a quick resolution to the tensions between security and privacy. He said the government and private business need to work together to find out how things should be done in the future.
If we're going to help to secure and ensure the prosperity of that digital environment in the future, since it is privately owned and operated. And that's why I think this interaction and cross-fertilization between the public and private sector needs to be the wave of the future. And I think here in the United States, we can set the path for how this needs to be done.
I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.